Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Matthew is here. He is Mr. Purple Insider. Purple Insider is a must if you are paying even casual interest in the most discussed business in the state of Minnesota, the Minnesota Vikings. I see from some tweets, sir, that all the quarterbacks are at least out at practice today. Are you expecting in the next hour definitive word from Kevin O'Connell on who his starter will be Sunday, or might this be a bit vague and a little uncertain until the opening snap Sunday in Seattle?
I would be really surprised if he doesn't just name Max Brosmer the starter, because, I mean, if you're talking about J.J. McCarthy with all the struggles he's had coming off of an injury here and then not getting to practice for the entire week, it wouldn't make any sense to go out to Seattle and play a defense like this, which is one of the best defenses in the entire NFL. So considering just how much he's already been banged up, I don't think there is any chance there. I think the real question is, if Max Brosmer plays well, then what happens after that when they come home to play a much less talented Washington team? Like, would they stick with the quarterback who is executing the offense better, even if he's not supposed to be the future? Like, that could put them in a little bit of an interesting situation. But I think for this week, Desmond Ridder being signed to the practice squad kind of told us, like, they're going to go with Brosmer.
Okay, so a lot to react to. Let's go to the most juicy one. I'm not saying they beat the Seahawks under this scenario, but it is clear and convincing in my hypothetical, picking up on your hypothetical, that Brosmer, let's go with this, 20 for 34, two touchdowns, one interception, 212 yards, which would be immensely better than JJ throughout the season, and in particular last week. Then McCarthy's cleared. What do you think would happen under that scenario?
I mean, I think that, it should be an easy choice to continue to play Max Brosmer. I mean, this is not a charity. Like, they need to play as best they can on offense. They have way too many good players. And I know the playoffs are out of the mix, but, you know, Justin Jefferson is averaging, 50 yards a game with J.J. McCarthy? I mean, you need to play respectable football. And just in general, for someone like Kevin O'Connell, I know that in a theoretical world, it would be better for them if they lost every single game and got as much information about J.J. McCarthy. But do you want a 4-win or 5-win season on your record if you're Kevin O'Connell? Like, I don't think head coaches think that way. I think that they look at it as, we got to win this game this week, and who's going to give us the best chance to do that? Had Carson Wentz stayed healthy, things would have gotten very uncomfortable, I think, with the starting quarterback situation here over the last couple weeks. And I think that Brosmer could make it that way. And also, that would probably solidify what I think we already know, which is that, J.J. McCarthy's career is not over. This is one of the worst performances of the last decade for our quarterback through six starts. They're going into next year with someone else. I don't know who it is, but it's not just going to be J.J. McCarthy locked in. Even if he were to come back, and even if he were to play well in a couple of games here, it's gone so low with the lows this year that they would have to be thinking about a quarterback who is a veteran for next year anyway. So you might as well also find out what you have in Max Brosmer, because it's rare, but it's not unprecedented that you can find a quarterback sort of by surprise as an undrafted free agent. I mean, it's not quite the same situation as Kirk and RG3, but, you know, it kind of is, and there's some similarities there versus the one guy who's the great athlete and the other guy who's, you know, a little bit better in terms of execution. So, you know, that's going a little far ways down, considering that Seattle is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess we need to get to step one first.
Okay, I'm with you. And I will say this, before the news broke at about 1 o'clock on Monday, I made the point clearly that, yes, this has been a disaster for the kid. There's no other way to say it. You can cite 75 different modern analytical notes to back that up. But my point was, when it was Brosmer, again, this is before the concussion talk, I said you still have to find out about the guy. But, okay, let's give you the but. You're right. If Brosmer goes out there, and I need to see it, and he is productive and decisive and quick decision-making and not just waiting for the guy to be open, leading them open and looking like an adult with some polish, that, yes, you would have to follow that up because maybe you did stumble upon something. But I want to add this, and you were out there at minicamp every day, and I was out there at minicamp as many times as I won the Masters, but I paid close attention. He wasn't going up against the top defenses on a regular basis. He wasn't going against the top defenses in preseason. He hasn't played a regular season game yet. Yes, I watched him play all those games last year, and he is the best Gopher quarterback I've witnessed in 20-some years outside of the moments that Morgan had in their great year, and who knows where Lindsey might lead him. But it is still a remarkable leap to go from undrafted to some good moments against bench players to all of a sudden facing one of the better defenses in the league on the road with maybe Darrisaw limited and Jackson out, and to think he's going to have this type of game in the scenario that we're having some fun with.
Right, yeah, correct. I mean, the chances that this happens are not particularly great, that he could be so good that you would be sold in order to say, okay, dude, you're starting next week, you're starting into the future here. I think the one you laid out where he's just decent and they have a respectable game is probably the hardest one, because they were not having respectable games with J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
But also, it's not going to be just clear and obvious to everyone that he should be the starter going forward for next week. It is an incredibly difficult task, that is true. And how do you even begin to talk about, like, the jump from playing in the third preseason game where, yeah, there were a couple sequences where Tennessee had some starters out there, but it wasn't exactly, you know, Javon Kearse and Keith Bullock or something that he was going up against.
No.
I mean, it was, you know, it was
Alvin Bethea from the Houston Oilers wasn't walking through that door, okay?
Exactly. So, you know, Blaine Bishop wasn't playing in that game. So you've got, a team that was probably playing a third preseason game and starters at about three-quarters speed at best, and they were not game planning or scheming or throwing deception or anything like that that Max Brosmer is about to see. And as you mentioned, the offensive line, at best, maybe they have their two guys on the left side, but I'm not too sure that they will, because of, I mean, with Darrisaw, I think, you know, not to be critical of him, because, you know, you want him to be 100% when he's out there, but it seems like at any point this year where he's not been 100%, he has taken himself out of games. And if that's the case, then you're talking about one of the worst left tackles that I've seen here in the last decade in Justin School, where it's just immediate losses over and over and over again. That's going to be hard to deal with. So I think that the best thing that they can do for him is kind of have the same game plan as last week, which is get the run going. It actually worked really well on the ground in the first half against the Packers. They're now in the top 10 in yards per carry, a modern miracle that a Kevin O'Connell team could be there. Then just try to get a handful of plays where he can just drop back, get an easy read, get the football out quickly. But if you get behind in the game, then this thing gets really tough. I mean, there's a reason that they're 11.5-point underdogs. Like, this is a very, very tall task.
By the way, the fact that they're in the top 10 in rushing per attempt begs the question, why weren't they rushing more? I want to come back with Matthew again. We're with Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, with us every Friday throughout the Purple Insider, and go back to one other nugget that he mentioned when he said, if J.J. McCarthy is back next year, what is that scenario where Mr. Purple Insider says, you know what, it went so bad that McCarthy is not here next year, because I'm not sure I see that scenario in any realistic way. Let's continue with Matthew in moments on CCO.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
To me, Friday's the perfect day to have Collar on, because almost all year we're a couple days away from a game, then the occasional Thursday game he's perfect to react to. Also, from a Purple Insider situation with Matthew Runs, you get the Friday mailbag. We're narrowing in on injuries. You get to review if you missed any stories during the week. So make sure Purple Insider is in the mix for you. The pricing is very affordable and all worth it. If you have even a curiosity, let alone you want to dive deep into it, because you certainly can dive deep with Matthew and Purple Insider. Let's eliminate this scenario that Max Brosmer comes in and just plays at a very, very high level, okay? Which, it'd be a great story, and I'm all here for every great story, okay? So let's eliminate that as a possibility. Tell me the other realistic scenario where KOC, after the season-ending injury, and the stops and starts of this year where J.J. McCarthy is not on the team next year at the start?
I mean, I don't think there's any scenario where he's not on the roster, but is there a scenario where he's not even in consideration to be playing? That, I think, is very realistic. And I mean, that's what happened with Christian Ponder, right? He was still on the team in, 2013, basically did not play except for maybe some injury. It was just over. And that's what's happened right now to Indianapolis with Anthony Richardson or with Trey Lance in San Francisco, where, yeah, they were still on the team. And eventually, you know, I think Richardson will end up somewhere else. And Trey Lance got traded. But that could happen next year because we're probably talking about a quarterback competition. And if he finishes third in that quarterback competition, I mean, when you think about, like, where this team is at with Kevin O'Connell, you're going to be going into year five, and they have not had a playoff win, and they've only been in the playoffs twice. What coach in the league just gets that much grace?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't need to win playoff games. You just have a couple of fun regular seasons, and then we all pat you on the back, call you the quarterback whisperer. I mean, that's not how anything works in this league. So I think for O'Connell himself, there is such immense pressure. Plus, the amount that they spent on that roster was really not just for 2025, but also for 2026 as well.
Yeah.
Most of these guys are coming back, and they will have some space to add, I think, unless they go, you know, and do something crazy at the quarterback position. So, you know, they're going to have a lot of pressure on them next year based on what happened here, which means best man has to win that quarterback competition no matter what.
Okay, let's talk Darnold, and let's talk Seattle. And you've studied this more than I, but I'm paying close attention. It looks from afar, it looks a lot like last year, where he's had a number of very good games, a number of impressive throws, but still one significant game, that game against the Rams recently, where he had the four turnovers, where if you want to worry about Sam turning into someone else, and maybe it's that highest of high-level competition that is there. So that's from afar. When you further examine it much closer, does it live up to the same, examination or introspection of Sam Darnold?
Yeah, so I think so. But, you know, it's also funny to me that I think Sam has put himself right squarely in the second tier of quarterbacks in the NFL that all have these good games or bad games. I mean, Jordan mm-hmm. Love, my
yeah,
goodness.
Right.
He was fantastic yesterday.
Yes, he
and
was.
Yet two weeks ago, everyone's, oh, he's mid, he's not that good. It's like this goes up and down. Dak Prescott with the same thing. Justin Herbert, the same thing. He had the league of debatable quarterbacks on television shows, right? But, like, he has been absolutely fantastic in the bigger picture over the last 2 years. And what Seattle's really done for him is I think they've allowed him to play off the run much better than the Vikings did last year. I know, shocker, but they really commit to it. Kenneth Walker's a great running back. And then their play action game is phenomenal. And what he's doing with Jaxon Smith-Njigba is the thing that you dream maybe someday JJ could do, which is to throw him open and also to have no fear of putting the ball up in a space where he can go get it. Just knowing that the ball is in a spot where only he can get it. And I think what we've really seen come to fruition, though, with Darnold is everyone always knew his arm was absolutely amazing. But I think what he's really learned is the game, like how to pick apart defenses, how to take a check down when it's there. I do think he learned a lot over the last couple of years. But the one thing the Rams were able to do with him is mix up coverages, send really just four rushers at him a lot. They didn't send a lot of crazy blitzes, but they would do some sim pressures. And he tried to do too much at times. And I think that that's always been Sam Darnold's reputation. So if you can kind of get him into one of those games with Brian Flores where he's got to throw the ball, maybe it's close, and you can get him to turn it over or take big sacks, like that is still very much a part of who Sam Darnold is. So he hasn't suddenly turned into a perfect and flawless quarterback in Seattle, but I think that they've created an environment with that defense and that running game that doesn't always ask him to be great. And then when it does, he has been, except for that one game. Is that going to be predictive of what he is in the playoffs? I have no idea. I think the Rams are the best team in football, so it wasn't shocking to me that they didn't beat them. And, you know, I just feel bad for Sam Darnold. How many games does this guy have to play before
I know.
Every single
it's really
bad
good point.
One, Right? It's just.
I told you. I mean, if he has seven straight games, there's some people here in town who, thought Sam walked on water, and now they're tweaking him a little bit, and you're like, okay. Because I think you nailed it. Let's just review her. It's Mahomes. It's Allen. It's Jackson. It's Stafford. It's Burrow. And I'm forgetting anybody else kind of in that first group, right? That's your upper echelon. And then I think you nailed it. There's like seven or eight other guys who week to week, I can't tell you who really is the best of that group. I'm inclined to think it's Herbert and Dak, but I watched some of those Sam Darnold games last year. And some of those Sam Darnold games, and we're talking, the Friday afterwards, you're going, my God, where is he in the MVP race? Where is he among those quarterbacks? So, and if you're in that second group, Matthew, as you know well, and you spend the money and you also have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Christian Darrisaw, Brian O'Neill, Grenard, Van Ginkle, Cashman, that's when you should be really, really good. So for sure, when you're in the top, you want to get that guy. It's not easy to get. That guy can raise up a team a little bit higher, but I'm still not convinced. In fact, I'm more convinced than not convinced that Darnold absolutely is in that mix. And outside of the best, when they're playing the best, like the Rams, that he can hang with almost any team in the league.
I think so, too. And this was always – the weird thing about it is that this was always who he was supposed to be. Like, I understand when people say, hey, Brock Purdy just had kind of a one great year and he's really not that good. Well, that was a seventh-round draft pick and, somebody who is not that physically gifted. So you would have deserved skepticism. Sam Darnold is built like a linebacker with an arm of gold. I mean, this is – and not only that, but a great athlete who can make plays out of structure. Like, he was – supposed to be a franchise quarterback, and it didn't happen right away because his team was dumb as hell and tried to start him at 20 years old when he had no supporting cast, then fired his coach. Then he goes to the worst organization after that he could go to in Carolina, who had him and Baker Mayfield and couldn't make any good, quarterback play out of them. So, I think environment does matter a lot. He's also grown, and man, how many quarterbacks through our history of watching football have grown, developed, gotten better. Our guy Rich Gannon, is probably the all-time example of that.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I think Darnold is a really, really excellent quarterback. And had he maybe even played well in the playoff game that they lost, might have also been the Vikings quarterback still. But that is another story. So, I think it's a little unfair to him, but I also think that's what we've turned every discussion into. Like, Phillip Rivers and Matt Ryan would have had this in a past decade where
Without
everyone would have spent every day. Every bad game, they suck, they're terrible, they're not worth it, all that stuff. It's a little mind-numbing at times.
Thank you, my brother. Hope you had a fabulous Thanksgiving. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chad.
Purple Insider. Get it. It's worth it. Try it. Trust me. You will enjoy it. Cheers and jeers. Yes, Rochelle is in. Then also remind you, we got dumber than we thought for 2 hours today. Carter is in for DeRusha. So Carter's in with me in the 2 o'clock hour. I'm in with him in the 3 o'clock hour. And oh, if you think we're done with Am I Wrong? Oh, no. The typical Am I Wrong with Lindsey Brown. Let's just review. Gravy, overrated. Your thoughts? That's about it.
That's a lot of words you said there.
Yeah, that's maybe a few more words than you will use. Am I Wrong at 2:35.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Yeah, the Paris Chamber of Commerce, they sent me an email mad at me for your savagery of Paris recently. I mean, would you like to apologize to Paris right from the get-go?
No.
No.
Okay. Paris will be fine.
Okay, they'll be fine.
We'll always have Paris.
We'll always have Paris. I thoroughly enjoyed your cheers and jeers. I want you to try to guess which cheer or jeer I'm going to start with, because I ripped this one earlier, so it's clearly not a cheer. I've given away a strong hint about a week ago. So where am I starting here? Which jeer do I want to start with?
You're going to start with Delta Airlines.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This airlines, which I'll be flying, I'm getting out of here in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. All their stupid names. You know what their names should all be called outside of first class? You're not in first class. That's what they say.
You're not in first class.
Yeah. Rabble, back class, we don't care about you. Here's your fake biscotti cookie. Here are your sun chips. Here's your giant ice that you might choke on. But we have all these names. Even the other day, I'm looking to book a Delta flight, right? And it's like, I don't know, 17C cost me more than 18C. And I'm like, what is the point? Why? It's comfort this, main this. Just how about not in first class? Let's just go with that.
And it's so – it's really – it's really hard and confusing. I mean, you're going to buy the ticket, and you're like, okay, wait, is this refundable? Is it not refundable? Okay, where's my seat? Is this, am I paying extra for the seat? I mean, it just seems way more complicated than it needs to be. Like, you're almost afraid to purchase the ticket because, I don't know, there's just so much going on. And it doesn't make sense.
No.
You don't need these names.
No, you don't.
You just need to know, do I have a seat? Is my bag covered? Do I, you know... You just need the basics.
That's it. Let's go back to, I'm not one, the good old days. I'm bored by the good old days. But we can go back to the good old days here. First class, business, coach, we're done. That's it.
Well, and I don't think, I'm sure you've touched on this too, but the transportation secretary's encouragement that we all start dressing up to fly, it's not going to happen, and it's not going to matter. It's not going to change people's attitudes. There was a comedian in the good old days. I mean, this was the 90s, and she was, I think it was Janine Garofalo, referred to.
Very funny, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it was Dennis Miller. I can't even remember. But it was something to the effect of, you purchased a ticket, sit down and shut up ticket, which is, you know, really kind of all you need. I mean, it's like, you don't have to feed me half a fake cookie or anything. I mean, I can bring my own water. It's just needlessly Just get me on the plane and get me there alive. Get me there in one piece.
Yeah. I enter the tube. I want to leave the tube. I've flown that tube about 750 times in my life. I've had some harrowing experiences. But every time all the body parts are in the right place, let's keep it there. You're right on Duffy. That's another one we talked about. This is Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary. And it was one interview where he talked about stop wearing pajamas. We'll act the right way. Well, I guarantee you his boss, who wears a suit to bed, I think Trump wears that same suit to bed, saw that and said, that's right. That's right. So now Duffy's doing interview after interview suggesting that there'll be no buffoonery. There'll be no buffoonery if you're in your suit. Go anywhere in this country. People are capable of acting respectfully, kind, appropriate, empathetic if they're in a T-shirt and jeans, and they're also perfectly capable of jackass behavior if they're the highest expensive dress or suit. The dress code creating better behavior, I've never bought it once.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I don't know that there's any correlation. I mean, how many times have you seen somebody coming and you... Well, we all do it. The snap judgment, right?
Yeah.
Based on how someone looks. But it's no... Generally speaking, not a great prediction of how they're going to treat you.
No, it is not. Okay, let's bounce back and forth. And we will get to Tim Walz responding to the president's insulting slur in the second segment. We oded and praised Jesse Diggins here. But your cheer does remind us that is Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah.
After a couple years out, saying, I'm still a badass, and I got one more Olympics in me, and I'm going to give it a try. I don't think we're talking enough about this attempt from Vonn. This is stupendous.
I agree. And I'd encourage anybody who listens, anybody who's into sports or skiing, whatever, follow her on social media.
Yeah.
I follow a lot of these athletes on social media, partly because watching them, I mean... This doesn't happen by accident. These people are putting in a tremendous amount of work, and including Lindsey Vonn. But, I mean, her, and we've had some stories about her, but she's just, her personality, her, do not count her out. You know, she is just incredible. And it's going to be fun to see what she can do.
Nailed it. I follow Vonn also. She's incredibly open about many aspects of her life. She lives a very fun life. She's now dedicated. And it's someone who's been around sports a lot of my life and witness not all of it, but plenty of this behind-the-scenes work. I think almost every one of us loses the perspective, especially with modern sports, Rochelle, how... For some of these folks, it's not borderline 24/7. It is 24/7. From hyperbaric chambers to every modern medicine to everything that's monitoring them during their sleep or their awake time and the precision with the food, let alone the fundamentals with the sports themselves. And when you've had the agonizing injuries that Vonn has had in what is typically a
gruesome, right?
Gruesome falls, my God. And what if all of sports is basically young, for her to try this, you know, I always say when the Olympics come up, Rochelle, I don't as much care if they're from America or they're from Bulgaria. If it's some story that grabs me, then they've got me. And it is in particular a former champion who's trying for one last one, who's throwing her heart and soul into it. Vonn, I'll be paying attention.
For sure. And I mean, I just can't say enough about following these people. we see what we see at the Olympics on TV, you know, that moment of glory. I mean, that's like 0.0001% of what goes into what they do. It's just all the boring exercise that normal people like you and me and whatever do but hate to do. I mean, they do that day in and day out.
Yeah, at about 5,000% level. Yes, that's exactly right. All right, let's put Rochelle on hold, come back, and our first year we're going to discuss is something pretty much everybody in the audience can relate to, the absurd rising property taxes in this state and what is going on and why it's continuing and why Rochelle decided to highlight it. So, friend, Rochelle Olson, cheers and jeers. We're with you live today. Carter's in for DeRussia. We're here throughout the afternoon. I want to mention again, speaking of exercise, this works out very well. First of all, on our own, we should be stretching. We should be walking. We should be moving. Did you have the midday exercise yesterday with Thanksgiving? Are you now going to even beat the January 1st cliche where I'm now going to get myself in better shape? I've got a place for you where they can help you out all year round. If you want to sign up post-Thanksgiving, sure. You want to sign up December 1st, fine. You want to sign up January 2nd, fine. Stretch Lab. For me, drove by Stretch Lab a number of times, finally said, hey, I need to stretch more. I got a bit of the lower back and some other areas, and it was 6 years ago, and I've been a regular customer since. My son, Quentin, with the physical challenges he faces, he goes there. Numerous listeners have reached out to me. Various levels of athletic success or ineptitude, whether you're buying into it or you're laying on the couch. Stretch Lab, with their unique training program for their flexologists, their stretching unique way, and their resistance training that you can't duplicate on your home, in your basement, on the map, on the mat that looks like something that you were using in eighth grade gym. They are pros there. They'll help you out. They help me immeasurably. StretchLab.com. What is our bumper music theme today, Lindsey Brown?
Road tripping to Madison. Just what came up in my playlist as I drove across barren cold Wisconsin earlier this week. I was jamming All Alone. Just the true.
So this is just your music that you were playing?
Yes.
Rock and roll, coochie coo.
I took safety into my hands. I was writing these down as I was going because that's how much this show matters to me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
What's wrong with Hoochie Coo?
Yeah. Rochelle, you buying any of that, that she's jotting notes down on a Tuesday as she's dealing with harrowing roads and weather, and she's thinking, what Chad Hartman on Friday? Let me jot this down. How much you buying that, Rochelle Olson?
I think what she's doing is making a note of songs that we won't be able, that she can play, that we won't be able to get out of our heads now for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's good.
Earworms.
Earworms, yes, exactly. You know what I'd like to get out of my head? Property taxes. Everybody, seemingly Minnesota, has a story, and you point this out, and you quote and cite Isaac Schultz, a representative Republican from Elmdale, talking about the issue in a social media post. Expand on that and why we're here, and is there any hope that the increases are going to slow down?
Well, I don't know if there's any hope. I mean, the money has to come from somewhere to fund government, right? So
yep.
If you squeeze the balloon someplace, it's going somewhere else. And I would like to see them talk about a more holistic approach to how we're funding government. I seriously doubt that's going to happen because that would require some sort of high-minded study and people setting aside partisanship. State politicians at the state don't want to increase taxes, and then you shove it off to the local politicians, and that leaves them with property taxes, which are not based on, well, they're based on the value of your home, right? So They're not exactly based on ability to pay. If you bought an expensive house or you bought a house that's gone up in value,
that's
you're going to get squeezed.
It's a bit of a game because we'll see. Okay, Rochelle Olson's house, wow, it just went up for property tax purposes 27%. But if Rochelle Olson then tried to sell it at that 27% increase, it would be on the market and it'd be crickets. You know?
Well, or that, or Rochelle Olson wants to continue to live in her house because Rochelle Olson can't afford a new house in the current market with the interest rates too high. Rochelle Olson wants to continue to live here, but she doesn't want her property, I mean, property taxes to keep getting jacked up year after year. But I mean, they never go down, right? I mean, maybe they do one year. There'll be a little dip or a little hold steady, but you can kind of count on them ratcheting up year after year, it seems. And, I mean, come on. There has to be a point at which this is no longer sustainable.
Correct. And some of it is related that government at all levels doesn't have to grow at the rate it does every single year. Right. I'm not calling for the abandonment
of
significant programs. In no way am I doing that. Anybody's listened for any significance knows that. But my God, whatever level, city, state, county, federal, the significant percentage increase every year, can't we just have a nominal increase some year and say, not bad, that's okay?
Well, I mean, some years we do get nominal increases, but I mean, I live in Ramsey County. I live in St. Paul, and we just approved a school levy, and that's going to check. And it's like, well, okay, but I mean, I don't know. It feels like a runaway train to me, and I'd love to see somebody try to take some sort of bigger holistic approach other than blaming the other party for, you know, the Republicans blame the Democrats, the Democrats blame the Republicans. It's like, can't we all just figure out that this is killing the property taxpayers? I don't know.
Let's finish talking about Pete Stauber, okay? And you talk about town halls. I want to include that, but I want to include something else that you have in there and also another point I want to make. The hypocrisy of folks who vote against an overall bill but then brag about when part of it comes to their area. As example, when he's bragging on Twitter about, hey, it's great. Mm-hmm. We've got this $20 million for Duluth's new air traffic control tower. Hello, Pete. Nice enough guy. You voted against the infrastructure bill, so you can't be taking any credit for it. Then you talk about the town hall and the phone-only town halls, where I am conflicted on this, because I do believe the individuals in Congress and the Senate and City Council and others should meet face-to-face, but we're in such a confrontational world now where I don't need every person to go to Stauber or to McCollum, whoever it might be, and say, you're amazing, you're great. I want criticism, but I want it in some constructive, rational way. And I'm gonna give you one more. We've talked before about who's gonna run either against Flanagan or Craig as a Republican, and right now seemingly we're looking at Rice Whittingham. Why doesn't Stauber jump into this race? You know, we got a seemingly Chris Madel jumping in Monday in the gubernatorial race, so we got all sorts of Republicans in the governor's race. Why not Stauber in that Senate seat? I gave you a lot. You got a couple minutes. Jump on in.
Well, for one, I think the reason to your question of why not Stauber, I think that I'm sure that if Stauber thought he had a chance, he would jump in. I don't think he's got the goods to run statewide. And I certainly, and I mean, to your point about the town halls, I think if you can't manage to hold, I mean, these are leadership. These are very high profile positions. You are an elected official for a region of this country. If you can't manage to summon the courage or whatever it is to meet your constituents face to face once a quarter or once a year or something, I don't know why you were saying that you kind of were bullsizing that yourself.
Well, because I think some of them turn into just screaming matches.
Well, I mean, that goes to the bigger question of the current time we live in. But I think also, I think the more you talk to people, I mean, there's plenty of people who show up and talk to their constituents, and they don't turn into screaming matches. But if you yourself are going to hide behind a phone town hall, well, sure, there's going to be a pent-up demand to scream at you. But so I'm sort of saying familiarity, if you get yourself out there, I mean, I think that helps. And if you can't do that, I'm not even sure you should be in office. And that's not a partisan thing. That's a bull side thing. They should be out there talking to people. These are not private sector jobs. You're a member of Congress.
Yep. I get it.
And I mean, to that point, I mean, Stauber taking credit, not only does he take credit for stuff he doesn't vote for, routinely, by the way, this isn't a one-time deal. He's also got a very aggressive, antagonistic social media. So one minute he'll be taking credit for something he didn't vote on, and the next minute he'll be calling Walz a name that is not quite as bad as what the president called Walz, but it's right up there.
I got to jump in. Good stuff as always. Have an outstanding week, and we'll look forward to our conversation next week.
Thank you.
Rochelle, right here on CCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.